Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, sports, windbag updates, and the office chair Olympics. It's all right after this.
Comedian Drew Hastings from Los Angeles, California, has joined us in the studios.
You ever had an orgasm that is so violent, so intense that your legs buckle, you hit your head on the bathtub, and no one finds you for hours? This has not been my day.
Yeah. What's so funny about that?
I'll be honest with you. I think that's actually how a lot of old people break their hip. Well, they say they fell on the basement stairs. Grandma's up there making little circles.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Also, some fascinating stuff in the news. Did you see this thing where you can actually go to the space station?
Yeah.
All you have to be is a billionaire.
No.
Oh. 58 billion or something, right? Something
like that? A little steep.
Well, I mean, come on.
Can I get a kosher meal with that?
58 million?
You don't want a line if...
Can you imagine if you pay 58 million bucks, you get up there and the Wi-Fi stinks?
I
have a theory. The more expensive the hotel, the crappier the Wi-Fi.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Or the more complicated it is to log on.
Yeah.
Well, your password is the sperm count of the vice president plus the square root of... I'm sorry. Back to you. Sports. Yeah. Women's American women amazing in the world of
soccer. Yeah, we'll get to that. A spokesperson for the National Prosecutor's Office in the DR,
Dominican Republic,
says
Are we supposed to swallow this DR thing?
I'm doing it.
Everyone's supposed to know.
I like the DR. I like the PR. I like the
so is Puerto Rico. Rico.
I like the H.
Is Puerto Rico.
I like
the PR.
H. What is that? Hawaii.
Haiti.
Oh.
I like Haiti.
What's the C? Cuba?
I didn't say C.
The C word?
What do you think? C?
C?
You like the C?
The C word.
College?
The C word is Cuba.
Cuba.
Could we move on?
David Ortiz is resting comfortably. Thank you very much. I bet he has the cable. I bet he has the TV package.
Sure.
No public indication. The man, the suspected shooter, they picked up another guy, and they don't know if he's the guy that's the shooter, but they picked up another suspect.
You ever notice, Chick, I know that you're an expert on television.
Yes, go ahead.
When I was in New York, the hotel...
Yeah.
The television set.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes you walk in and the TV's already on and it's on that channel that's all their hotel stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of cruising through whatever info that they have and you want to change it. I had to go to the bathroom with the changer and study it for 3 or 4 minutes to figure out how to get anything to happen.
You know what?
Man. Now, I've asked you this many times.
And
intellectually, would you listen to me for a second?
It didn't say volume.
Would you listen to me for a second?
Like triangles and lines.
Might as well
have been in Braille.
Which is more likely? That they want to confuse you?
Yes.
Or you're just confused?
No. I go in the bathroom under bright lights and figure out the symbols on the thing. How about words in English? This is America. Get a television set where I can figure out how to work it. Back to you.
So you weren't transacting in the bathroom. You just went in because of the lighting.
I couldn't see the thing, and it was some designer had it. Oh, well, let's do it like dark gray on black. We're not hanging enough people. That's the problem with our society.
We don't hang anymore. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, no, I'm sorry. And I told you my idea about the architects that design buildings that don't have enough bathrooms for the ladies at stadiums.
Yeah.
Put them over drunk tanks filled with the effluent from Portisans. We'll see who starts designing enough bathrooms. We'll get those toilets in there.
You're a hero to women everywhere.
The spokesperson.
Although I do find that some people turn on to be in there peeing during a concert, and some chicks walk in and
somewhat of a turn on.
Sprint for the stall, cutting in front of three guys. Yeah, you know. Hey, look, pal.
We've already known that.
Sorry.
A spokesperson for the DR, Julieta Tejada.
Just call it the Dominican Republic. Don't buy this journalistic DR.
Released
crap.
A press release on WhatsApp on Tuesday night. She declined to provide further details. Ortiz shot Sunday, now recovering surgery in Boston. Ortiz's wife says in a statement that he is stable, awake, and resting comfortably. Took a couple steps yesterday.
Oh, good.
He's still in intensive care at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Oh, isn't the rumor that this...
Yeah, is he having an affair? Did you talk about that?
That's the...
Oh, I didn't know we were going to talk about a national treasure like David Ortiz.
Oh, possibly. I would imagine while she's visiting him occasionally, she
brings it up.
When she stands up, a hand might rest on the wound a little long.
Yes, yes. How do you say in Spanish, that bitch?
Maybe you can get that whore to come in here and help you while you're in the hospital.
Right. Yep.
But apparently this happened at a kind of an upscale, nice part of town. It wasn't...
Well,
but if you, I don't know, if you're going to Jack Ruby a guy, don't you want to do it? Wait till he's walking out of the bar when it's not so crowded.
Also, they're online though, but who knows? That the way he was shot was a message too in the back. That's supposed to be not a very honorable. What he's done is not very. They're sending him a message, I guess.
Shooting a guy, that generally sends Dominican. A message, we want to kill you.
Yeah, pointing a gun at a guy, that would send a message to me. That would be enough.
Well, you know, there are several, like, execution style, you know.
Just hearing that cock of the gun, that would be message plenty for me.
Yeah, me too.
Go back to my idea. You do the dunk tanks full of Portisan effluent and, you know.
Okay.
There you go.
Which is easier, shooting a guy or rolling a dunk tank into a restaurant? Come on, use your head.
Well, I mean, you know, got to send a message.
Alex Morgan pulled out a Steph Curry move after scoring her fourth goal in Thailand against Thailand on Tuesday. The United States beat Thailand 13-0 in the Group F game at the Women's World Cup in France. Morgan scored five of the team's goals. After her fourth, she proceeded to count her total out on her hands. Because Americans are gracious winners.
Yeah, obviously.
They're excited. They've been working...
They made the girls cry.
The 13 goals
scored. The girls made themselves cry.
There's no crying in soccer.
Yeah, apparently there is.
I don't think Thailand was clear on the rules about how to play soccer. They meant to go in the net or whatever.
Maybe
not. Like I said, look, ladies, you want napalm or soccer?
Well, that is just...
There is no correlation.
That was one of the shortest running game shows.
Napalm or soccer. Yes. Today on Napalm or Soccer, she's a housewife from Columbus, Ohio. God.
Likes to cook salmon using jellied gasoline.
And now your host, Robert Duvall.
I love the smell of salmon cooking.
Hey, speaking of Steph Curry, the NBA says Toronto's Marc Gasol should have been given two free throws with 49 seconds left of Game 5. The NBA Finals in Toronto, a game you recall the Raptors lost to Golden State by 1 point. Yes, this is the sound of a can of worms opening. Gasol was fouled by the Warriors' Boogie Cousins on a drive, the NBA said in a report yesterday. Gasol missed the shot, tumbled to the floor, but no foul called. Should have been. Could have changed the outcome of the game,
yeah.
Tom.
That's
right.
Enough reviews in basketball.
The NBA did not want Toronto to win that game in Toronto. I believe that.
The NBA.
You're a conspiracy theorist now.
The big market, small market, is that where you are?
I'm just saying.
Right.
Toronto's didn't want it
big,
to end. Well,
tomorrow,
it's only five
I'm
games.
I'm just telling you.
Doesn't
they make one a lot of
seventh,
money.
Is it 1/7 of the entire population
of
Canada live in Toronto?
Yeah, but there's only, what, like 20 people in Canada? Come on.
Toronto's a great
Before
place.
These games, the average viewership in Canada was 700,000 for an NBA game. And now it has skyrocketed, of course.
Yeah.
But I think Christy might be onto something. NBA knows that it's...
Isn't that your new book, Worldwide TV Ratings?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't. They didn't
now.
Want it to end
but
early.
But you haven't
they
finished
so
Learn How to
money.
Eat yet.
Oh, Learn How to Eat is still in the works. Okay. These things take time.
It's a show I want to watch. You think the referees don't conspire with the... You're also paranoid.
I say the referees do paranoia. What the... I say the referees do what the NBA tells them to.
I believe that.
And Adam Silver, of course, who's not from our planet... He mind controls them from the owner's body.
I'd believe that.
Yeah.
He's obviously was the mayor of Venus, and then they sent him down here to...
Governor.
Governor. The Oakland Raiders and Coach John Gruden and Antonio Brown will be the featured team this season on HBO's Hard Knocks because John Gruden is dreamy. There was a rumor that they were going to have the Raiders and the Redskins on at the same time in Brother versus Brother. And then but they didn't do
that. You got to be excited to ace your team.
It's another distraction.
That's exactly right. Actually, I was surprised. I'm surprised Ace takes this view. But yes, an informed football fan doesn't want their team.
Does the team get paid?
Because it's a big distraction.
Do they get paid?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to HBO.
Just wondering.
I would imagine. So I bet the league gets paid and they all share in the revenue.
But does the Raider organization get...
I don't know. What
they should get
and
something.
If they get paid, what checks do the HBO use? The one with the city scenes on them? Rainbows or Care Bears?
No, they've got Game of Thrones. They've got Game of Thrones.
Do they have Game of Thrones checks?
I like that.
You like Care Bears checks?
Yeah.
You look like the kind of person who'd have rainbow Care Bear checks.
You know what? I don't. I have plain, basic...
Do you still have checks?
I do.
Do you still have checks?
I haven't written one in a long time, but
yes, I do. Yeah,
they exist.
Mine are just the basic blue, whatever that the normal looking.
Had
jacket.
To write two of them yesterday.
Uh oh.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
Want to say hello to those of us paying quarterly.
Oh.
If you're wondering why I can't sit today.
Oh, by the way, I have to get some paperwork to you. You may be writing a third today.
Bad timing.
Bad timing.
Chick. Got a win back here.
Go, baby, go.
This comes from Brian.
Do you want the music?
Sure.
Okay, do you want to explain what the win back system and how it works?
Oh, boy. If you don't care for something we've said or you want to correct us or you would just like to interject, please, by all means, send us a win back letter or voicemail.
How do you do that?
Using the Bob and Tom app.
Oh, bitch. Tom you can email us. Halt Griswold.
Why you gotta be such a win back?
Now, what language are you going to be speaking?
Dear Chip.
Chip!
Oh, already I love this
I've
letter.
Been listening to your so-called sports report for the last 2 days.
I can't
days.
Argue with anything you
I
said
realize
so
that a highbrow sport like tennis is perhaps too complicated.
This is a story about the French Open. I'm coming across the
of
counter.
Your ilk to understand.
I wondered why you didn't mention it, too.
But the rest of us that aren't drooling imbeciles would enjoy hearing a bit more diversity in your... quote, sports reporting,
would you care?
Unquote.
About that often?
By all means, tell us more about what the Redskins' third-string linebacker had for breakfast this morning.
I think it changed the face of the defense. Reuben Foster recently injured.
Brian?
Brian, the new vice president?
Absolutely.
Of the Win Back Society.
I watched it.
Ask Josh. He just put out his book on worldwide TV ratings. What was the French Open rating?
There were 17 people.
That's exactly right.
I disagree.
Next.
No, of course. Yes.
I'm sorry. Where were we? HBO and the Raiders.
No, let's get back to this.
Stupid world record.
Oh, I have some for you.
Japan's annual office chair Grand Prix.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And this guy's upset I'm not doing French Open material, but
this is something that everybody can relate to. You're sitting in your office, all of a sudden you start scooting around in your office chair, and they have a formal race.
Office Chair Grand Prix took place Sunday, June 9th.
Look at this picture. Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah.
The city of Hanyu. Oh, you're welcome. Hosted the event that saw 55 teams of three try to complete the most laps around the 200-meter, 656-feet course in 2 hours of watching people roll around on office chairs.
You know what's ironic?
Hmm.
If you look at this picture, Christy, you see all these dudes in these office chairs. By the way, most of them are wearing bicycle riding outfits.
Well, you don't want to fall out of your chair and hit your head.
No, they should require them to wear office clothing. You know, jacket and tie, and
I don't like that. I don't like this team of three that had the standing desks. They were just running. That's not fair, right?
Oh. And that leads to my point. All the spectators, there are no chairs. Look, all the spectators are standing up.
Well, that's because they took all the chairs to race with.
I guess, but the trick to this appears to be doing it backwards.
Oh, sure. Well, that's how you're going to get the most
push.
Speed. Sure, yeah.
Sure.
It's better to push than to
and
try
you
to
don't
pull
get
yourself
you don't
back.
Get to push the person in the chair. The person in the chair has to. They have to
propel themselves.
Propel themselves,
of
yes.
course. Yeah,
this looks like a cool event.
Now, do they also have an event where they?
This looks like a cool event, is what he said.
Where a person
and
I'd like to say, as paranoid as I am, yeah. I'm proud to see these guys are all wearing bicycle helmets.
Well, sure. Yeah, they want to be safe, or don't
yeah.
you?
That's my first thought here. There,
you could fall 2 feet to the ground.
But when is this going to stop?
This is a good way to waste time in the job.
These sorts of stories.
They're never.
Is there an ancillary sport? Like, you know, let's say there's all-star games. They have these other, like, the skills competitions. They should have other office skills competitions.
Like?
Sitting in your chair, spinning. Oh. You can just propel yourself once and see how many rotations you get.
Now, I'll tell you what.
All me.
We
all
have
me.
A, we
oh,
have
here
a,
you go.
We have a little place we could do.
Three.
You guys could each do a lap,
four.
And we could time you.
Are you dizzy already?
Five.
Okay, Josh, instead of doing that, let's do their competition. We have a small circular area here.
Yeah,
but we can't really do this today because all the stuff from the performance room is all in the
hallway. Well, that obstacles make it more interesting.
That's like an obstacle.
Here's what's going to happen.
We could be timed.
You're going to push yourself backwards, and we don't have helmets, so we're going to fall backwards and hit our head and die of a concussion. Is that what you want?
Not dying. Maybe laid up for a few weeks. The way to go.
Time me.
Okay.
God.
Josh, wait a minute. Hey, wait.
You're
ready?
Hurt yourself.
Okay. Can you make it around?
Yeah.
Okay. Go. No, we have time. Go ahead. I'll start the clock. Ready? Now you have to get back to your seat.
Okay. Do I have to put the headphones back on?
No.
All right.
Okay. Now toward Mark's studio, there's like a whole bunch of stuff in the hallway. So
right.
Be careful.
There's a lot.
I want
of
you to know that I've already
there.
Hurt my leg.
I hurt my arm pointing to where Mark's studio is.
So I would participate, but my feet don't.
There's a circular
ground.
Area that you can. Okay,
this
Dean,
is. Right. I'm going to go on record, and you know me. I'm Mr. Impromptu.
Uh-huh.
This is a bad idea.
Okay,
go ahead,
Josh. You can circle the little inner core of our little building.
Can we
here.
Have some music while he's gone like that?
And I've got a timer on it on my desk here.
Okay, you time him, Ace. And let's see, I've got to find the proper
He's
music.
He's going to start from his spot or start at
no,
the door?
No, he's got to start from
how
his
How about
spot.
An honor of
And
games?
I have to come back to the spot?
No,
yes.
I think he should start
St.
at the
Louis
door.
Blues song is 2 minutes, 14 seconds.
Oh, no, don't ruin it for everybody.
If he starts at the
All right, start at the door.
Door, then
start
we can
Once again, we're trying
really?
To
start at the door.
We're trying to participate in Japan's office chair Grand Prix. You kick your chair backwards.
And
by the way, we're auditioning new office chairs this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, although, boy, those are expensive.
Oh, yeah, they're very expensive. But
now,
you got to get the nice ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to start St. Louis Blues. It's 2
no,
minutes,
I hate
14
that
seconds.
Song.
Well,
don't do
you're
going
to have to live with it.
Yakety
here we
go.
Sacks.
I've got Yakety
go.
Sacks. Okay. Ready? Okay. Ace, do you want to say go since you got the timer?
Ready, set, go.
Okay, Josh has just scooted down the hallway.
Man, I hope this is
out of the Napa Auto Parts studios.
Turning around by the studio where all the
and we have a couple camera guys out
there. Yeah, can't take that long.
Well, it's now there's a fire.
Oh, he's already back.
To go around.
He's already back.
He's back.
He
oh, he hits the wall.
Oh, he
hits
the
wall in turn four. He's
oh,
back.
Boom.
How much?
21 seconds.
21
nice.
Seconds.
That was very good. Very good. He did hit the wall in turn four, but
yeah, he did.
Yeah, he.
You gonna try it?
He didn't pull a J.R. Hildebrand. He still
won. I'm telling you, I don't know why, but I'm getting sick to my stomach thinking about falling over and hitting my head.
I can't because my feet don't reach the ground.
Well, lower your chair and try.
I never. Just a second.
Okay.
I never once was afraid of falling backwards.
Okay, now
really?
Christy,
it didn't feel like I was going.
Can you lower your chair so your feet hit the ground a little bit better? Once again, this is the office chair Olympic participation sport. You can do this in your office.
She's like a live Barbie. She's like 2 feet tall.
Okay, there you know. Oh,
there, oh, there
low,
you go. Yeah,
there you go.
There
now
you
you're
go.
Way down.
Yeah. Here we
All
go.
Right. Now, yes. Ace, are you ready to time Christy? Is she? Once again, you push your office chair backwards where she's doing a lap.
Oh, she's ready.
Okay, you say when, Ace.
Ready, set,
go.
Christy is off.
I almost ran into the printer.
Yeah. Well, there's a Xerox machine there and. There's a big file cap.
She's around the turn.
Something went wrong there.
She's around turn one?
She's on the back stretch.
Okay, is she in the clubhouse turn here? Okay, she's coming into
the... Down the stretch,
there she comes around the corner. Uh-oh, not looking good. She must have hit an obstacle. There she goes.
Oh, she slams into the door jam.
What was it, Ace?
25.
Oh!
Yeah!
4 seconds.
Josh remains the king. Well, this has been very exciting.
I got to try to do what the unheard of. The under 20-second lap, but
the Roger Bannister.
No, it's Ari Lyon.
Jim Ryan.
The great Ari Leyendijk Sr., the elder, of course, has the record for the fastest interoffice lap on a chair.
You okay, that would have been a lot easier if there weren't all those obstacles.
You're gonna have to put your obstacles. Chair back up. I can't see you anymore over the top of the monitor.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.